And it's me back for number two. The contract negotiations didn't go very well. I have signed, and I have signed for another year, but I've explained that I'm not really, really happy. And so in theory, I shouldn't be looking forward to next year, because all I see is extra work, not being paid, and a bit miserable. However, the wonderful Maria, because that's the way she is, did a lot of photos for the graduation for the kids and spent a lot of time talking to the parents. And in amongst all this, the parents sort of said, well, why doesn't he set up his own school? Which we laughed and joked about. But the parents were serious about it. And one parent immediately stepped forward and sent their kid to me an hour a week, starting in August, and are paying me a salary a month. In case they don't turn up, they should still charge me. And from there, we've gone from one kid to now three kids. And so next year, from August onwards, I'm going to be teaching outside of school. It sounds like it's going to be extra work. Well, it is obviously extra work. It is, for starters, extra money. But it's quite exciting. I'm really sort of excited about the whole prospect, because if it is successful, I mean, it's already successful, because there is going to be extra money for not a huge amount of work. It's stuff I like doing. The people who are sending the kids to me, a lot of it is to, for example, this one kid, they want him to just to come and spend an hour talking to me. One, because it improves his English. Two, is because he likes me and we get on. And three, that they want me to teach him European history, which is totally non-important, but it makes him a citizen of the world. And it's actually the exciting bit that I like about education. It's just teaching or learning for learning's sake. It's what I like, is learning for learning's sake, rather than teaching to targets and just finding stuff and discovering stuff and moving on. So I'm quite excited about that. And what I'm really excited about is that, one, even if nothing else happens and I only stick with these three kids, then they're going to provide enough money that suddenly our lifestyle changes from we actually have no money at the end of every month and it sort of gets desperate, to we actually are going to have some money at the end of every month, and we can start thinking about, well, for example, Maria was pointing out her jeans are wearing out yesterday, and we sort of haven't bought new clothes for about a year, 2 years, because we just haven't had the sort of money. So I'm excited about that, but I'm also excited about the fact that if it really takes off, then and we get more and more people, then there's a chance of maybe starting my own school. You can do that sort of thing. Not an official school, but an official after-school. So that instead of going to school early in the morning, is in sort of setting something up that starts at 2 o'clock to 6, 7 o'clock. So have 5 hours the other end and just have kids and help them with stuff that they don't understand, or do extra, and from there keep working. So although the school's really irritated me, although my job has really irritated me, it's the good news is it's probably irritated me enough to get up off my ass and do something about it, instead of just sitting around moaning and complaining that there's a chance I'm going to go do something. So I'm quite looking forward. I'm obviously looking forward to my holiday, sitting around doing very little, but I'm now looking forward to next August when we can start this. And then once I get the three kids in, if the word starts to spread, to see how many more kids turn up and how big it can get. As I say, it could be extra work, but in this case, it's working for yourself rather than for somebody else. And so you've taken it on, and I've noticed the time's going again, and I'll probably do yet a third boo. This is going to be really either exciting for Maria or maybe for you. I'll catch you on the flip side.